96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You don't have to look far to see a hair-raising grooming trend for black men. Big beards appear to be in. The most famous big beard-wearing guy right now is arguably Houston Rockets guard James Harden. But you don't have to be a basketball star to look like a handsome black Santa Claus. What's behind the full-grown look? Well, I'm asking my guests tonight. Murano Hodge is a professional barber who wears a pretty big beard. And also Marcus Hill. He's a college professor who's been a big beard guy for years. But we also want to know what the ladies are saying about the big beard look. Lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Follow us also on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so let me start with Marcus. Marcus, when I made the Santa Claus comment, you really kind of chuckled. Talk to me about your beard. Now, you've actually cut it down, right?
Yes, I did. I did cut it down. My beard, I'm not going to pretend, my beard was strictly inspired by women.
Really?
Yes.
Explain that.
I can tell you the exact moment when it happened, where I was. As a man, well, I don't know about other men, but I feel like the average man like myself, we don't get a lot of compliments from women. You know, women, you know, on the street just randomly come up to you, just compliment you. So I was at a fast food restaurant, and the young lady just kept staring at me, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, I got something in my face, what I do. And she just turned around. She just said, you know, hey, are you biracial or something? I'm like, no, but she's like, I'm sorry to ask that, but you have this red beard, and it's just so, whoosh, oh my God, it just looks so good. And from that moment, I said, okay.
Did you give her your number?
No, I didn't. You know, I didn't even think about it. I was just so shocked that she complimented me, and she was just so straightforward. I was just lost. And ever since then, it's just been off and on with the beard. And that was about 2010.
Wow. Okay, so, Murano, you've noticed the trend. I mean, you're a barber. You guys come in to get their faces shaped up, cleaned up. When did this start? Where is this coming from?
Well, I think it probably pretty much came from, like, back in the day. Most of the time, you may have seen a long time in history that along those lines, you always saw guys like kings and rulers. They always wore beards.
Okay.
Like back in those days. And what happened was along the timeline, I think guys just pretty much try to follow the trends that, you know, one person may wear it, another person may wear it. They line it up. They're doing enhancements with the beard. So they kind of make it interesting as it relates to the shapes, the styles, the lines. So I think they pretty much follow the trends.
But what started it recently? What was it that really made this popular? Because, you know, you remember a couple of years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, a lot of the guys were, you know, rocking the soul patch right up under the, you know, the bottom lip, but and goatees, but not the full beard.
Right. Well, one of the things I must say is that due to social media, mm-hmm. TV, they keep up with the trends like basketball players, rappers. So I think a lot of individuals follow like a lot of the trends that most people do, and they follow those things.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the new big beard look. If you're a guy out there who has a big beard, I want you to call us and tell us why you decided to just kind of let the big beard come in. And certainly if you are a woman who finds it attractive or not, I'd like to hear why you think it looks sexy. Is this the new sexy? Are you bringing the sexy back with the big beard? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Now, you know, with that said, Marcus, I don't do a beard. I've never liked a whole lot of hair on my face. I have, you know, a little bit of a goatee, a little bit of a mustache, but I'll probably take it out tomorrow. But I remember even when I had just stubble and my daughter was 4 years old and I rubbed my face up against her, she didn't love daddy altogether that much, rubbing that stubble in. So I'm just wondering, it would probably tear up a woman's face. Not the best thing for kissing. Or am I wrong? I don't know.
Well, in my personal experience, that issue has come up every now and then. But I mean, I feel like beards are just like anything else. You're going to have people who love them and you're going to have people who don't. And I feel like even those women who love them, you know, they can give you advice on how to keep it soft. I'm sure Morano here, he can give a lot of advice on how to keep a beard soft. But I've met women even who love beards who they're like, you know what? I deal with it. It's annoying, but you know what? Keep it.
Okay, because I remember, I'm telling my age now, but, you know, you had the Marvin Gaye, you had the Teddy Pendergrass beards that, you know, that just melted women's hearts. But Morano, is it really professional? You've got a lot of professional men that are now wearing beards when, you know, if you were a corporate type or, you know, or even no matter where you worked, even if you worked for government, that kind of thing was frowned upon.
Right. One of the things I must say is the beard aesthetically represents one of the most masculine features.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you look at beards, automatically you look at a beard and may think that the guy may appear more masculine, more serious. So in the corporate world, what happens is they a lot of times ask you to cut the beards off because they are more presentable.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as intimidating. So when you look at a beard, a lot of times as it relates to men's hairstyle or the way that they dress or their physical features, you can never look at a man with a beard and mistake him for a woman at all.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I think a lot of men should really understand as it relates to the beard, because the time that we're living in today, you may mistake a man based off the way that he looks, the way that he dresses, the way that his style is, or the way his physical features or his attributes may be. But if you look at him and see that beard, you will never mistake him for being a woman.
Okay. If I can piggyback off of that, when you asked about the professional world, I noticed that no matter how many times things change when it comes to style, especially when it comes to men, when you look at the ultimate beacons of so-called professionalism in corporate America, believe it or not, whether it's the military, whether paramilitary forces like law enforcement, or even television broadcasts, it's 2016, and you can count how many men are wearing beards on television. Forget beards. Facial hair.
Yeah. Jim Vance at NBC4 has had a beard for quite some time. That was something that when he first started doing it was considered unusual. Mm-hmm. Now, not so much. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about beards tonight. Emil calling from Tacoma Park. What do you think?
I absolutely hate those huge bushy beards. I hate them.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I love facial hair on a man, but I like it trimmed down nice and neat. Especially if you have a mixed gray beard, it just makes you look ancient.
Mm.
I mean, that's the way I feel about it. I know lots of women like them. I'm just not one of them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Emil. I appreciate it. Let's go to I believe that's Neela calling from Winchester, Virginia. What do you think?
Beards are just hot and sexy. However, it does not look good on every guy. It depends on how you dress it up physically, what you put on, because you can have the nice, rugged look with your afro. I'm a natural myself, so when I see a man with beard, it represents a certain level of confidence. With a suit on, there's nothing like it.
But what's sexy about it, and how much beard are we talking about here for you?
How do I explain it? When I'm with a man, and he has a beard, and he kisses me, and he traces down my neck in some type of way, that beard...
Remember, hold on, it's a family show. Watch the tracing of the neck. But,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
So beards definitely have a certain level of appeal on many different levels, but... Again, it's not for everybody, because some people will have a beard and they may not look a certain type of way, or they may look run down, but you put a man who keeps his hair nice and clean and touched up and looking nice, nice suit and the loafers, come on, man. Seriously?
Okay. There you go. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about beards tonight, not beards and stuff going down the neck like Nala was just talking about. We're going to stay away from the neck stuff. But but we're talking about beards tonight. And, you know, whether or not, you know, women think it's appropriate, whether they think it's sexy, why are we seeing more men with the big beards and not that, you know, the 5 o'clock shadow, for example, that we've seen so much of? Let me go to Sonia. Sonia, calling from Silver Spring. Sonia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, go right ahead.
Hi, yeah. My husband actually has a very full and long beard at this time.
How long are we talking about here?
I want to say about 2.5 inches.
Okay.
Yeah. So I find him to be very attractive no matter what he does. I prefer the shadow because of the look of it, but that's like rough on my skin. But I think that men are doing this because it's a fad. It's fashionable.
Okay. Okay. What, now, is that why he's doing it, or is he doing it because Sonia says?
No, he's doing it for spiritual reasons. He says that it represents strength and, you know, masculinity like that. So he says it for those reasons, you know, for the strength of it.
Okay.
But my preference is that he cut it down some. But either way, he's gorgeous, so he can carry it.
Well, there you go, Sonia. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That was one of the things you were talking about also. I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear more about beards and why they're so popular right now, the big beard. So, look, if you're on the phone, Chico, Tanya, Devin, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this in just a few seconds on Sirius XM. I want to know, how does it